Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Detached: How to Let Go, Heal, and Become Irresistible by Sabrina Alexis Bendori is a self-help book focused on emotional detachment, relationship healing, and personal magnetism. It is aimed primarily at readers who feel caught in anxious attachment patterns, overthinking, or repeated cycles of chasing unavailable partners. Rather than presenting detachment as coldness or emotional suppression, the book reframes it as a healthy ability to release control, stop outsourcing self-worth, and disengage from patterns that intensify heartbreak. The purpose of the book is practical to help readers move through grief, recover from attachment wounds, and build a stronger internal sense of stability so they can approach love more clearly. Positioned within the relationship advice and emotional healing genre, it combines coaching-oriented guidance with psychological ideas about attachment, self-esteem, and behavior change. Its central promise is not simply to help readers get over an ex, but to support a broader shift toward healthier emotional habits and more secure relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, detachment as a skill, not emotional shutdown. One of the book's most important ideas is that detachment should not be confused with numbness, avoidance, or indifference. Sabrina Alexis Bendori presents it instead as an emotional skill that allows a person to loosen their grip on outcomes, especially in romantic situations where uncertainty tends to trigger anxiety. This matters because many self-help books oversimplify detachment as moving on quickly or pretending not to care. Here, detachment is more precise. It means caring without compulsively controlling and hoping without becoming dependent on reassurance. That distinction gives the book its practical value because it offers a healthier alternative to both chasing and shutting down. The reader is encouraged to stay emotionally engaged while also recognizing when attachment is becoming self-defeating. In that sense, detachment functions as a boundary-setting practice. It helps people pause before they text, overanalyze, or pursue validation, and it creates room for more measured decisions. The book's framework is especially relevant for readers who know they are emotionally reactive but do not want to become closed off. Secondly, healing heartbreak by processing grief instead of bypassing it. The book places strong emphasis on healing as an active process rather than a passive passage of time. Its discussion of heartbreak is not centered on distraction or forced optimism, but on working through grief in a way that reduces emotional residue. The practical exercises and writing prompts described in the available material suggest that the author wants readers to confront pain directly enough to understand what it is doing to their behavior. That is a meaningful distinction, because unresolved heartbreak often shows up as rumination, idealization of an ex, or compulsive checking for signs of reconnection. By framing healing as emotional processing, the book implicitly argues that people cannot fully detach until they understand what they are still trying to get from the past. This gives the book a therapeutic orientation without presenting itself as formal therapy. The benefit is that readers are guided to recognize pain as information, not just as suffering. Instead of treating a breakup as a problem to erase, the book treats it as an opportunity to identify unmet needs, old wounds, and habits of self-abandonment that keep repeating. Thirdly, attachment styles and the cycle of anxious pursuit. A key analytical layer in Detached is its attention to attachment styles, especially anxious and avoidant dynamics. The book uses that framework to explain why some people repeatedly become preoccupied with unavailable partners, inconsistent communication, or relationships defined by high emotional intensity and low security. This is one of the book's strongest contributions because it moves the discussion beyond generic dating advice and into pattern recognition. The point is not simply that some partners are wrong for you, but that your own attachment responses can reinforce the cycle. By identifying anxious attachment as a driver of chasing, spiraling, and fear of abandonment, the book helps readers understand why logic alone often fails to change relationship behavior. It also suggests that detachment can interrupt the momentum of those cycles by reducing reactivity. The practical implication is important. Readers are asked not just to choose better partners, but to examine the emotional habits that make unhealthy dynamics feel compelling. This gives the book explanatory depth and makes its advice more durable than simple breakup recovery tips. Fourthly, self-worth, abundance, and the end of scarcity-driven dating. Another central topic is the relationship between detachment and self-worth. The book argues that many unhealthy relationship patterns come from scarcity thinking, or the belief that love is rare and must be secured urgently before it disappears. In contrast, Bendori promotes an abundance mindset that allows readers to stop overvaluing one person's attention or approval. This shift is not presented as mere positive thinking. It is tied to behavior when people feel internally grounded. They are less likely to settle, chase, or interpret minimal interest as a sign of exceptional value. The book, therefore, connects emotional regulation to dating standards, It suggests that real self-worth changes how a person interprets silence, inconsistency, and rejection. Instead of seeing each setback as evidence of personal deficiency, the reader can treat it as information about fit. This is a useful contribution because it links internal beliefs to external choices. Rather than separating confidence from relationships, the book shows how the two shape each other. That makes the advice applicable not only after a breakup, but throughout the dating process itself. Lastly, becoming attractive through emotional steadiness and self-ownership. The book's title signals one of its more distinctive claims: detachment does not merely heal, it can make a person more appealing to healthy partners. The argument is not superficial or appearance-based. Instead, attractiveness is defined in terms of calm, self-possession, and the ability to interact without neediness. In the book's logic, people who are no longer consumed by fear of abandonment or approval-seeking tend to project a more grounded energy that invites better connection. This is where the book differs from many relationship guides that focus only on tactics, texting strategies, or partner psychology. Detached makes internal emotional stability the basis of relational magnetism. The implication is that attraction improves when a person stops performing, stops pursuing unavailable validation, and begins acting from self-trust. That idea has both practical and conceptual value. Practically, it gives readers a reason to work on emotional regulation beyond pain relief. Conceptually, it reframes desirability as a byproduct of wholeness rather than a prize obtained through effort. This makes the book more cohesive than simple dating advice and more focused than generic self-help. In conclusion, Detached: How to Let Go, Heal, and Become Irresistible will be most useful for readers who recognize themselves in anxious attachment, post-breakup rumination, or a habit of chasing emotionally unavailable people. It is also a strong fit for readers who have consumed relationship advice before, but want something more focused on internal change rather than external dating tactics. But the main benefit of the book is that it connects emotional healing to behavior in a clear, usable way. Detachment, self-worth, grief processing, and relationship choice are treated as linked parts of the same problem. That makes it intellectually useful as well as personally practical. Compared with many books in the genre, it stands out for its emphasis on healthy detachment rather than total emotional withdrawal, and for its focus on becoming grounded instead of merely getting over someone. The book appears to blend coaching language with attachment-based insight, which may appeal to readers who want a direct, contemporary approach. Its distinctive value lies in showing that learning to let go is not an act of defeat, but a way to stop repeating the same relational patterns. If you would like to support Sabrina Alexis Benduri, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.